Hello, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is The Lois Effect. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Hoping to see the sun someday. It's been raining.
Oh, it's raining a lot?
Non-stop.
That ain't right. That ain't right.
I know.
Well, anyway.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. So, remember I mentioned that podcast, Dying for Sex?
Yes.
Okay. Girl, I'm on episode number 3. I will never worry or concern myself how I am stumbling and navigating through the madness of dating. I am, like, in the convent compared to this situation going on over here. It's, you know, it's really interesting how something so extreme can really help you put things into perspective.
Mm.
And what's very interesting is that yesterday was the birth anniversary of my daughter who passed away as an infant. And what's so crazy is that she would have been 25. So that's insane.
Crazy.
That's insane. Like, it's insane. And that terrible loss took place in my early 30s. And what's so remarkable that when something like that happens, you don't know who you are. You have to get to know yourself all over again.
Mm.
And I thought I was done with, like, oh, I'm getting to know you, da-da-da-da-da, I'm grieving. Right. And then and then I go through this, the demise of a, you know, of a marriage that just couldn't sustain itself. And spending the last 2.5 years getting to know you. So here we go again, feeling even more pain in my 50s than I did in my 30s. Are you kidding me?
Mm.
So it's interesting to explore reconnection with yourself and discovery of yourself at two very different stages at life, two very different portals. One is grief and no children, and then building a family from that wreckage, and then breaking up a family because I chose to end the marriage, right? And then learning to walk all over again and to experience even more pain than you thought was possible. That's, and my short answer to that is when you lose somebody and they're on the other side, they don't mess with you. But if it's divorce, there's so many moving parts and so many, and there's a ripple effect. People are going to mess
right.
with you. It's a whole other situation. And the piece, the very brand new piece with the dating space of really for the point of self-discovery is putting it into perspective. And I went out with my older son, and he doesn't want to know, it's really funny, he doesn't want to know no details, no anything, and I have nothing to share because it's I talk about it on the air, it's just borderline celibate, okay? I mean, it still is celibate. So we don't get into those details, but I shared with him, not specifically, but just what I talk about here, where I am so awkward in that because it's learning to walk again. And the revelation of the unhealed, damaged parts of myself that are coming up to the surface to be healed, which is why I've been so raw and honest and awkward and present as sort of a social experiment. And he really gave me a gift, and this is why I'm saying all of this, to share this with you guys. He said, just because you're experiencing awkwardness within yourself doesn't make you an awkward person. He said, that just lives inside, right? I said, little Buddha, hello Confucius, who are you? He goes, that right? That just lives, that only exists within yourself. But that is not who you are. You're not an awkward person. I said, thank you, I love you so much. Get whatever you want.
Get whatever you want.
Get whatever you want. Get this young man a burger. But that, yeah, and that was so kind and so lovely to hear. And so between hearing that from my offspring and then hearing this, I mean, I didn't know that this podcast, because when I recommended, I heard episode one, which was relatively innocent, episode two, episode three, I was a little, fascinating, but I couldn't, in that episode, they're discussing three adventures that Molly, who is diagnosed with terminal cancer, is exploring different parts of herself sexually to feel alive. And she ended a 15-year marriage because it just wasn't what it was. And she needed to feel alive, so she's doing that through sexual empowerment and escapades. And I just laughed to myself because she's a badass. I don't aspire to accomplish any of the things that she's accomplished at all. But she's in a totally different mindset in her self-discovery. And I said to myself, it's really no accident that I stumbled upon this podcast. I heard about it on TV. And that I was drawn to listen to it, more about a woman's self-discovery and with such extreme circumstances, and time really being this no longer abstract construct, but this very concrete, you don't know if you're going to have your next breath, literally. And the only way, I guess that's so extreme, it makes sense, the only way that she can escape that briefly is by going on having all these sexual escapades. And she'll even say, like the host is her best friend who's also a broadcaster, and she'll say, well, aren't you worried they're going to do anything? She goes, I'm dying. What are they going to do, kill me? I'm dying. It's like really bold, really extreme. So episode three had three escapades. I had to stop when they were going to talk about escapade number three. I got my shawl, my cup of tea, my rocking chair. I'm like, oh no. I put my granny wig on, my little round glasses. I'm like, no. I couldn't even hear escapade number three. I mean, I will plow through that. You know, I'm strong. I can do it. I just couldn't. Yeah, I couldn't. Escapade one and two were like so out there, and then when they were going to hit number three, which was sounded, you know, when they were like leading up to it, sounded very unusual. But the whole thing was unusual. But good for her, and it really made me think about what my son said. There's nothing awkward about this chick at all. So one day she's riding on the bathroom floor because of all the chemo meds, you know, and the next morning, you know, she's messaging somebody, getting herself all, you know, glammed up and having these incredible sexual adventures that don't make her feel cheap or tawdry, but make her feel alive, bold, emblazoned, and empowered. Now, I personally wouldn't go that route, but good for her. And to really see what that looks like, and without flinching, she's like, well, at this point, why would it matter what people think? But at any point, why would it matter? So it just made me think of what my son said, right? Just made me think of what my son said, that You're not an anxious person. You might have anxiety inside of you in that moment, but you're not an anxious person. Nor would I say I'm a wounded person, although unwounded parts of myself are becoming triggered and revealed. And that's why I think at this stage in my life, exploring dating, which is different than dating, okay?
Mm.
Exploring dating is very healing and necessary for me at this stage in my life. And being that I'm in a particular stage of my life, I'm not in my 30s, I'm not in my 40s, I am in my deep 50s. I'm incredibly blessed to still have the energy that I've had my whole life, which is, hello, it's, you know, thank goodness, and vital, and et cetera. It's not pathetic, you know.
Right.
I have enough mindfulness and close friends to be like, girl, you better take that outfit off now. But that's not me. That's never been me. I don't even dress sexy. I mean, I dress cute, but I don't dress with the intent to look sexy. I have always had my own sense of personal style my whole life. So those things aren't issues. And again, the sexiest organ to me is the brain. So, I mean, yeah, you got to be cute, but you know what I'm saying. But the brain, you know, or if you're not obviously or overtly attraction can grow, but then the other parts of yourself, personality, intelligence, humor, those things need to really be front and center so that attraction can grow.
Mm.
So, yeah, I recommend this podcast, but not for the faint of heart where it comes to sexual adventures, because it's borderline too much for me, but I'm learning and getting so much out of it. I don't even, I guess for general audiences, they're more into the titillation, and I'm more into her self-empowerment. That's what turns me on, as opposed to, I mean, because she does some things. Oof. She does some things. Oh, my God. She is a grown-up. She is a grown-up. I'm, like, playing with my freaking Barbies. She is a grown-up. Can't handle it. Anyway, but good for her. And I have no idea what she's up to now. The podcast was just, I think it just launched this week. Yeah. Anyway.
Wow.
Crazy. But yeah, not for the faint of, like, don't listen to it with your kids. Like, not the type of thing that you're going to listen when you're cooking dinner and it's on speaker. Like, no. No.
Like, whoa, what was
that? No. What? Mom, where's the, yeah. No, it's a type of thing to really listen with headphones, like, you know, or with the volume really low. It's very graphic, but it's intelligently graphic. It doesn't bother, it doesn't offend me at all. It's not porn by any stretch of the imagination at all. That's something that there's no, I mean, at this stage of the game, it's like, if I haven't explored it, why bother? What's the point? Yes. I mean, listen, it's a thriving billion-dollar global industry, supply demand. Obviously, yeah.
That's true.
It's very, very, very interesting. But, it's fascinating what people do and what people need in order to feel something. It's interesting. Like, guy number two, he needed a whole bunch of things I couldn't give him. And then sent me an email like, there's no, I don't sense that there's chemistry or possibility for us to be lovers. And I'm like, really, you think? Like, I agree. And then I love that, my joke. You're not qualified to be my lover. So he gave me the gift that keeps on giving. And then slight little update with guy number three, who old-fashioned way, okay, mm-hmm. old-fashioned way. And I talked about this on Tuesday. I sent the email about his definition of dating, my definition of two different things, and that I was triggered because the way he reacted when I said I wasn't looking for a serious relationship,
mm-hmm.
it triggered me. I mean, it brought me back to my marriage. And I said this on Tuesday. I sent that email. Okay, I didn't say this because I think it happened after the show. I get an email back from him that says, thanks for sharing. Boom. I'm like, ooh, the attitude of it all. I'm like, okay, done. Moving on. Then I get another email maybe yesterday. So I got that email Tuesday. Thanks for sharing. I'm like, okay, done. Then I got an email yesterday that said how at a loss for words he was at my email. So now I'm getting punished, okay, for being honest. Okay, basically, look, I was raised to be very polite, okay? What I should have done when I got the call, but I said, let me be open, just because I don't find him attractive. Like, it's not on an app. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, let me just open, sure. Let me be willing and open. Yeah, no. What I should have said, I should have lied. Okay, look at this on this podcast about your law of attraction and truth and honesty. No, what I should have done, I should have lied and I should have said, oh, thank you so much, but I'm in a relationship right now. Wah, 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 wah. Okay?
Oh.
That's in my back pocket for the future. Okay? Because what I did was I took the hit, meaning it's not you, it's me. Okay? When I walked into that cafe, I'm like, why did I say yes? But let me be open. He's a really talented photographer. I love his work. And he speaks all these languages. But I knew. I met him before. I met him as a colleague. I didn't meet him as somebody that wanted my number to ask me out on a date. I didn't know what that was going on. And
right.
I thought, well, I'm exploring, I'm healing, let me just, I'm growing, da 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 da. No. No. And I knew then, and then I got triggered because, just to recap slightly, when I said I wasn't looking for a relationship, it triggered him. I was triggered because he said that that's what he was looking for, and I almost panicked. Like, no. I didn't act like that, but inside, the awkward person, thank you, my son, for telling me, the awkward person that's only inside of me was like, oh, my God. And then he kind of snapped, and he said, so why'd you agree to go out with me? I'm like, I want to say, bitch, no one needs to work this hard for a cheap glass of Prosecco. And bad tartar, okay? I can have a glass of better Prosecco in my house and open up a can of tuna, close my eyes, same thing. Who cares? Okay? It's not that deep. So he just had this whole assumption of this whole, like, the spectrum of dating, how people interpret it. I said, dating is about me learning about myself. I don't want to take care of anybody. What's your definition? So I kind of checked him. So he's like checking me. I'm checking him like, hello. And I'm like, if you are going to react, you know, and it wasn't like I got the surf and turf and my meal cost over $100. Right? It wasn't like I was trying to get over. There's a lot of women. They get over just for free food. It's like a job.
Right.
It's, you know, I'm not that girl. Okay. So I'm like, I'm going to take the hit for this one, okay? Somebody else. Because I'm fine. He's the one who's lonely. I'm not lonely. He's the one who doesn't have many friends. I have the most amazing friends in the world. He's the one that feels alone. I don't feel alone. He's the one that doesn't have children. I have, you know what I mean? Like, So I took the hit. So I am vulnerable with this person, raw with this person, put it all on the table to the point that triggered, because he reminded me of how my ex used to react, okay, run for the hills. And it messed me up a little bit. And this was on the wake of my one of my dearest friend's first death anniversary and coinciding with my daughter's birth and death anniversary, all within the same week. So a lot of things coming up. But again, I embrace the unhealed parts of myself coming up to the surface so I can deal with them in this decade and not three lifetimes from now. Let me deal with this now. And then we'll see what Act 3 has for me in this life. So I get this email that gives me this whole diatribe about how at this stage of his life, he doesn't, it's not a good idea for someone to go out on dates who are not emotionally, who are emotionally unavailable.
Oh.
And what I, okay,
oh, wow.
Okay, and what, okay, and what, girl, and what I wanted to say is it's not good to go out on dates when you're that unattractive. Now, that would never say that.
Oh.
I would never say that.
Yikes. Uh-oh.
I was kind. So he goes into this whole diatribe about, but you know, we're human, we make mistakes. So thank you, Plato. Thank you, Confucius. Thank you ever so. Thank you for telling me, okay, not a good idea, and how at this stage, and that wasn't good for him, and all, okay, so now you're punishing me. I wanted to say, were we married for like 27 years? Because it's ringing a bell. Okay, so triggered the hell out of me. But it's good, though. It's good. These things incite a reaction and a healing. So I am the queen of recycling emotion. Let me take this and make me find a beautiful, a better purpose. That's upcycling. And then the last line, I care for you, bitch.
What? Really?
I care for you. I care for you. I'm like, you know what? I didn't even touch it. Delete. Bam. Okay? Then, a few hours later, I get another email.
Oh, my God.
I hope we could be friends. Let me know when your movie screening. I shan't.
Oh.
You Google it if you want to. I don't care. And maybe I'll be with my new boyfriend at the screening. Bam! not planning that. But if there's a gentleman caller who is saying, I find attractive, and we're kind of into each other, and it happens to coincide around the screening of my film, which is the end of March, well, you know, that's my prerogative. Yeah. Delete. So you can't, and it's, oh my God, it so reminded me of patterns in my marriage that I didn't even realize existed. Or I did, but my objections were drowned out or were, you know, fell on deaf ears. So I am grateful for every person that I've encountered. It's only been three. It's only been three, but it's been since December. So it's, you know, moving along.
Mm.
But the growth, and then to have the book and to listen to this really racy podcast that's so extreme. What would we do? You know, but what would you do? You know, what would you do if you haven't like felt alive? And you were in a marriage that was failed for 15 years, and you're 44 years old, and you're in the prime of your sexuality, you're beautiful, you're sick most of the time, and this is a radical form of therapy, of occupational therapy, as it were. I mean, I can't even judge this girl.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of the things she does is like, okay, that's cute, but, you know, not for me. And what you're learning about, I mean, I'm so conventional and vanilla. I mean, there's all types of sriracha going on over there. Spicy. But But yeah, I would have to say the podcast got a rated X rating last night. I mean,
wow.
It was like, yeah, it was like NC-17, but now it's like, oh, no, it is rated X. But worth a listen. She's so who she is. And it's there's nothing, to me, maybe to other people, because the way she tells the story with her awkward self that lives in herself, the way we all have that person, it's so funny and so matter of fact and so not about sex, but about life. So fascinating. Yeah, normally things like that, erotica, that, not my cup of tea, really. Really not my cup of tea. So I think it probably would be labeled under that for some people, or the way that a podcast would be archived in a library. I don't label that. I think it's about female empowerment, really. Fascinating. But yeah, don't call me out, throw me attitude, trigger me. You know, I'm like a tears running down my and I said, I remember looking at this guy across the table, and I said, I so don't want to upset you. Like, I was genuinely concerned, and I'm like this. I'm saying to myself, this beep is, because I'm saying MF-er, this beep. I'm like, this one, because I can say bitch on the air. This one has the nerve to throw me some shade. Because he doesn't have a shot.
Right.
So
right.
So you're not looking to get to know somebody. You're looking to see if you have someone to take to bed. Let's just be real. It's never going to happen. No, hon. If it hasn't happened with people that I found infinitely much more attractive and interesting and fun. I mean, the other two had their own situations, but extremely attractive. I was just exploring another date the old-fashioned way. So my two conventional dating ways, and then one through an app. Okay, so I'm 2-1 right now. But I'm grateful. I feel stronger. And to have that piece of it from my son to say that you're not an awkward person, it's just inside of you.
Yeah.
You know, and then you take all those lessons with each person that you meet under that supposition of a date. But I think that's a good question to ask. I asked it in a state of not panic or fear or nervousness, but I asked it as my retaliation, you know, because when he snapped and said, so why'd you agree to go out with me? And I'm like, because I liked you Prosecco. I didn't say that. and then to reply with, well, then what's your definition of dating? Because I think we have two different definitions. I think if you don't know the person, that's a good question to ask. You know, I'm going to keep that in my back pocket. That's a good question to ask. Somebody might say, oh, I'm just looking for a hookup. Well, that's a time saver. Somebody could say like this one, I really need and want and must have a serious relationship. Or someone can answer it like me.
Good to know. Yeah,
good to know. Or I'm learning about myself. And I want to have fun. Not looking for a serious relationship. That's not the objective.
Right.
Now, if I end up finding my person, that's cute. But that's not the intent or the objective. So I think that's a really good question to ask, because like sexuality, right? All the labels, I think, which means there's a spectrum to gender and sexuality. Let's put it like that. There's a spectrum, the way there's a spectrum to autism. There's a spectrum, right? That I think at dating has a spectrum. It's interesting. I mean, I wonder if there's an infographic. But anyway, I love me a good infographic. Where's the rubric for that? I love that. So I'm very curious about what that looks like. And then I will sum up my little misadventures in dating, which is what this podcast has turned into. Who knew? Sort of, but with the Lois effect. But it all ties into what Lois wants us to understand. So she's having a jolly good time. It's sort of being at the kitchen table with us. I'm drinking coffee, she's drinking tea. But anyway, so on Tuesday, Tuesday was the day that I got the email that was sort of like admonishing, and then yesterday was the email, I hope we can be friends, right, got that email. So Tuesday, I'm like, okay, you're making me wrong again, that's nice, okay, great. And I was a little sad because it was my friend's death anniversary, and, you know, this week of February is always a little, you know, I tend to not overbook myself and just honor obligations. I had to teach a class last night. Of course, you know, I'm not going to turn away money, but I wanted to stay home, be with my kids, just be with my feelings, whatever, just conserve my energy and honor that space and that reflection. So, and sometimes I could be a little impulsive, not like this Molly chick, because she's crazy, but sometimes I could be a little, no, but she's crazy, cool, amazing, not crazy, insane, but crazy, like, yeah, you go with your crazy, fabulous self. Mm-hmm. She's like my spirit animal right now, because she's amazing. And she talks about all these apps and all these things, and I'm on the most, I talk about it, you know, on the podcast, I'm on the most, the least active app that one could find. It's a lot of people don't like it because it doesn't give you a lot. It's just fine for me. So I said to myself, I'm just going to deactivate this thing. I'm done. I tried my little situation. I tried, you know, with these three guys, like I was open. Two old fashions and an app, okay, with the side of nonsense. So I go on the app to the settings area where just for instructions, like, you know, how do I take off my profile? I was just looking for like instructions. I kid you not, there's a ping. I'm like, oh
my God.
Wait. Is that funny? And I'm laughing. I'm like, oh, what does this ping mean? Said she. You have a like. I'm like, uh-oh. Who likes me? Girl. I'm like, why is this person on this app? Because he's a unicorn. Checks every box in my little situation. He reminds me of two people, of Barack Obama. Okay, thank you.
Oh, my God.
Okay, wow. So you know I'm dying. You know I'm dying. And a wonderful actor who's known primarily for Broadway, but he's done TV, but he's more known in the theater community in New York, Brian Stokes Mitchell. Need I say more? The fact that I even use the word, like I call him Brian Stokes Obama. Like if they had a baby, it would be this guy. And I'm like, oh. And he's a teacher. And he's kind, and he's smart, and he's insanely attractive. I said, well, I guess I'm not going to be shutting this down right now. Okay. I almost deactivated. But it helps to be very clairvoyant. It helps to do this podcast. It exercises those muscles of being a psychic. And I don't know if anything will transpire. There was some texting and one phone call, and it was very nice and very cerebral. And I'm like, oh, I can get in trouble. But that's good. This is okay. I'm sure. I don't like anyone on the app. I don't dare be so bold. I can't. That's the awkward part of me saying nope. But if someone likes me and they're like that, I'm going to hit that acknowledgement button real quick. So, and I knew psychically yesterday, I knew I wasn't going to hear from him. I knew it. And not that I was sad, or I wasn't sad or anything. I was busy, full, wonderful day. I wasn't sad. I just said, girl, it's so good to be psychic, isn't it, though? It's so good. Because I wasn't spending all this energy, like, looking at my phone. Did he call? Did he text? Like, I'm not 12.
Right.
I'm not 12. So I knew it, and I was okay with that. And I also know I had no desire. That's not me. I had no desire. Good night, emoji. No. I'm not 12. Nope. No, so the jury is out. I don't know, because unlike Molly, I, in this pathway for truthfulness and honesty for who I am as a person, that I'm not going to try to change or adapt who I am or my personality, my energy, to tailor or cater to somebody who might be wired differently.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to not be myself. I might be a less rough version of who I am until, you know, we get to know each other a little bit. And I won't use profanity at the jump, but, you know, there's a second mm-hmm. date. There might be a whole bunch of profanity, because I like to use profanity when I talk, because I think it's funny. Might even happen, you know, halfway through the first date. That's just who I am. I'm not going to not be true to who I am. So I am a person, and I wouldn't change this for anything. I do have sustainable energy. Even when I'm tired, I can just have good energy. Or I would say just palpable energy. Think I'm over the top? And you would say, girl, can I talk to you after the show? girl, let me just
we'll
remember you
offline.
Said. Yeah, we'll discuss offline. Girl, whatever. But it's my personality is my personality. That's it, you know? And it's funny because, like, with my son, when we're out in public, he's like, Mom. I'm like, what? You know, he's like, why you have to be so extra? I said, this is an extra. He's like, Mom. I'm like, okay. You know, whatever. So the jury is out, and I have no idea. But again, going back to radical gratitude, I'm grateful for things for just where they are. So if it ends with, like, it was a nice talk and lovely texting and lovely conversation and lovely acknowledgement, and I didn't shut down the app yet, I'm grateful, because it showed me that to trust what arises.
Mm.
You know? I would say, with the exception of the first and only app date I had, and I found him very attractive and very smart, he should get together with Molly, because they would be great. They would be great together.
Right.
I should set them up. His sexual palate was just something I don't even want to compete with. I don't want to know. You know, I'm all about Care Bears at this point. I'm like Care Bears and freaking Easy Bake Oven. No. Holly Hobby, no, I can't even go there. So, but there was a dynamic connection. no chemistry according to him and no chemistry according to me, because I wasn't willing to put on my lab coat and go into the lab to do all that chemistry. It's too much work to feel something. Too much work. I mean, God bless. You have to work so hard to feel something. Like I said the last show, he tries to find things to make him cry because he's incapable of tears. I could cry the drop of a hat. The way you can sleep, Elisa, I can cry. Right? Boom. Not a problem. Not a problem. So I'm grateful, even if I never hear from this beautiful Obama-esque man. I mean, I'm talking the whole package, like how he looks with a little bit of Brian Stokes Mitchell in there and just his manner, just so, like I was speaking to a scholar. I was so into it. A hot scholar. I was so into it. So I'm grateful to be shown, even for that moment. I may not be his cup of tea because I'm a little crazy. I may not be his cup of tea, but grateful that I had that, and that's just enough. It showed me not to go into that rabbit hole of like, okay, where's the closet to put the dancing shoes back up? You know, where's the box? Mm-hmm. Put them in the box, put it on the top shelf. And the universe is like, no, girl, nope. Slapped my hand. I would reveal a like. It's like, oh, that's Freddy Krueger's twin brother. No. So, no. Oh, there was one. I laughed so hard. There was one who sent me a message. I'd like to get to know you better. I'm like, no, you ain't gonna get to know nothing. So you look through their pictures. Guy, a little bit older, so he must have been with his grandchild. He's holding this baby on his lap. Let's say the baby's like, you know, a year old, right? So the baby's on his lap with a bib, and in one hand he's like holding the baby. He's a big guy, and there's like a bowl of Cheerios all in the same hand. Because in the other hand, and I expanded the picture just to say to myself, is this what I think it is? So I enlarged the picture, and he's drinking a 40.
Oh my God.
Old English. I'm like, oh, I just spilled coffee on myself. I'm laughing. Ow. Okay. Ow. Hot coffee. Ow. And I'm dying. I'm like, delete. I'm dying. I'm like, yo, you gonna put that in your profile? You're gonna put that in your pictures? Because that goes with babysitting, malt liquor. Oh, I just laugh. I just laugh when you see what's out there. So, like, on the other side of Molly, this is just such the most innocent spectrum of that, the innocent, you know, bookend of that spectrum, and she's on the opposite. So it's fascinating to kind of follow her escapades and to appreciate mine, you know, because they're really non-existent compared to hers. It's so funny. But yeah, you cradle that. You take care of that baby. You drink your old English. Good luck with the women out there. Good luck. Good luck with the ladies, my friend. Yeah.
It'll be somebody will like that, though. Someone will think, you know, that's a good fit.
That's a, And then there was a picture of him with his, like, 7 grown children. I'm like, okay. You've been busy, Dad. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm thoroughly entertained while I am using these energies and these experiences as tools for learning. And if I had to choose from learning about myself and being in a relationship, like an exclusive relationship that was like, it's all right, you know, it's nice enough. I wouldn't take the nice enough relationship, to be honest. You know what I mean? I wouldn't. It's okay. No. My freedom means more to me than that, because my freedom is fabulous. So any involvement or exclusive involvement with somebody has to be just as fabulous or more than my freedom. So that's why I'm not looking for a relationship. I love I'm having a relationship with my freedom. I've never had it before.
Right.
I've never had it before. So it's worth, you know, getting triggered. It's worth having someone throw me a little shade and then want to be my friend because they're not really looking at their stuff. So, of course, they're going to put it on the other person. And because I was, like I said before, I was raised right, I took the hit because I can. I'm strong. It's like, okay, if that's what you need to do to you know, put it on me because I'm the one that shouldn't. It's not, it's wrong. You know, it's wrong to go on a date if you're not emotionally available. No, you want to say, it's wrong to go on a date with me if you're not going to sleep with me. That's really the translation to that. Mm. Anyway, there you go.
Lord.
I'm telling you, talk to me.
No. It's interesting to me.
Isn't
because
it?
Mm-hmm. I don't think I could talk about any of that stuff. I'd be like, Liz, I'm gonna call you. We're not talking about this on the air.
About in my life here on the show?
Just the dating part. No.
Just
the dating part. Because I don't care. Think I'd be like, no, that's just me. Like, that's just me. That's like, you know, like the guy who's like, I'm looking for a long-term relationship, and like, I just met you. You know.
Right.
So, it's a different, these are different perspectives. But I'm just thinking, but it's made me think about, you know, yeah, like, so what is important? And regardless, not just in the relationship, so what is important for me? And when I am out there, whenever I get out there, what is going to be important? And because it's definitely changed since, you know, the early AEs, you know, whatever, for me, you know, the early days. But it's
the early days of dating. Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
it's just giving me food for thought.
Well, I know. I think that's why I like talking about it on the show, because it does weave in the whole Lois effect aspect. Okay, love originates in self, and then influenced by the energetic teachings, posthumous teaching of Lois Grant. So, it's interesting because, you know, I never met her. I don't know her. But energetically, I sense that she loved surrounding herself with all different kinds of people and learning from them and being connected and holding space for them and really seeing what makes them tick and seeing their sweet spot. We talked about sweet spot, right? Seeing their divine sweet spot within, that she had that gift to see that in everybody, and she loved that energetic exchange because it would enliven that within herself, and would be the way with Molly would use, you know, feeling alive through sexual escapades. It helped Lois with her pain to do the work and connect with people.
Right.
I mean, I don't know that, but that's what I'm getting. You're sort of like my fact checker a little bit. But and I like talking about it on the air because I think it's a very universal topic. It's interesting. It's unpredictable. And you just don't know where it's going to land. But so what I wanted to ask you was, like, put it this way. The last time I was in the dating verse, okay, was the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was the mid-80s. Last time. Now, I'm also 10 years older than you. But I met my husband very young, ex-husband. Oh, my husband. I met my ex-husband very young, and, you know, now, decades later, it's like Jasmine and Aladdin. Like, it's a whole new world. Like, you know.
Right.
It's crazy. When was the last time you were out on a date?
So the weird thing with me is that I don't really go out on dates. I end up meeting
people. Oh, we have technical difficulties. I can't hear you.
Oh, hello? Can you hear me?
Oh, isn't that funny?
Uh-oh. Can you hear me?
Okay, I hear you now. Isn't that funny? When I asked the question, it got all garbled. I'm like, oh, Lois.
That is interesting.
Is Lois trying to protect you?
Maybe.
Ooh, Lois, don't jump in, girl.
I don't know.
Ooh. It's so funny. I asked a question, and then it got all garbled.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, in the chat room, people are saying we hear both of you. So I'm like,
okay.
Okay,
good. Okay. Oh, so, okay. Okay, so that's Lois. All right, Lois. Lois. Girl, you. Let me tell you something, Lois. You know who you picked when you wanted to jump in the show. Just saying. No, she's like, it's fine. But she's, I think it's her way of letting us know that she's here.
Okay.
Okay, that's crazy.
Okay.
Because it got all garbled when I asked you that question.
Well, it's been I don't really go out on dates. I feel like I went dating was probably.
That's what I'm asking.
I know. I'm like, it's probably been a good more than 10 years. So.
Okay. So more than 10 years. Thank you. So for me, it was decades, right? It was well over, it was almost 30 years. For me, it was almost 30 years. So 10 years ago, more or less. All right, so the whole app.
Oh, over,
and,
definitely over 10 years.
Yeah.
There were apps and stuff like that. I never really liked using any of those. So.
No. I swore off of them, but, you know, one night, it's like it's so parallel to this Molly girl, but not because it's so innocent. But I needed a distraction because I had shut down, I had shut down the situation with the first guy. And the first guy I just met, like, there's no way I would have ever done an app. But to kind of like be the palate cleanser and a distraction, I'm like, there has to be an app for people that are like neurotic, like I am. That really, they want an app, but they don't want an app. But I found it. Nobody likes this app because it's so whatever. It's so limited. I like it. I won't even explore any others. Have no interest. They terrify me. And then learning about them on Molly's podcast, Dying for Sex, honey, oof, I don't want to know. Because what I'm learning, I'm like, whoa. So, and it's very... It's so common now. And when I was on the phone with, we'll call him Obama, because I like it. And when I was on the phone with Obama, and we're both around the same age, which is great. We're very age appropriate. And he's like, well, you know, we're of a particular age. I'm like, yes, we are. And he goes, well, remember, in the old days, it used to be personal ads. And no, and people would never dare do the, like that movie, Desperately Seeking Susan. That's a movie based on a personal ad, right? So that's how people used to find each other, and there was a big stigma. You know, sometimes when we were kids, we would read them to be like, ooh, escándalo, you know, but we would never, any sane, decent person would never respond to a personal ad. And then it started with Craigslist, and then now it's the app. So now it's the new normal. It's a time saver, and you can know at the jump if there's some degree of interest. So for that, it's interesting. And there's of course the old-fashioned way where, you know, somebody asks you a card under false pretext. Other guy from the other night, and then they really want to ask you on a date. But I appreciated that. I'm like, oh, I didn't even know people. Okay, that's nice. I'm not looking at how people are looking at me. I'm just living my life. So if it was 2010, it's a very. I think even in just 10 years, it's a different landscape. And there's a whole spectrum.
And let me put a pause on that because we do have somebody in the chat room who is wanting to get a message, if possible.
Oh, good.
And it's our friend White Lily.
Okay, cool. She wants it from the deck. So let me pull it up because I know.
Yeah, can I have a message, please, from Liz? Is there time? I'm like,
yes, of course there is. So. Yeah. So okay, you got off the hook. Yay! All right. Thank you, White Lily. No. Okay, that's fine. But no, that's just good to know. You know. But yeah, I really don't mind and enjoy talking about it on the air because I'm like, I'm just learning. And that's what, you know, whatever.
Oh, well,
okay.
Yeah, obviously you enjoy it. You can do that. Because, you know, you've been doing it. I'm like, wow. But I'm thinking about myself like, I don't know if that's something that, for me, I don't think I'd feel comfortable because I don't know who'd be listening. That person would be like,
oh, that's true.
And you got a link
right.
on Facebook and this is the link and you talked about me. I'm like, okay.
That's true. Yeah. And I have my, you know, funny, I have my links too, but people don't read. I have people that have known me for decades and they don't even know I do the podcast. It's in my bio. It's in my link. It's right there for everybody. So yeah.
Right.
And if they listen, and you know what, you have a problem, too bad. Okay. So, but I get it. White Lily, I am ready when you are. So she just needs to type and pick. Picked it. Okay, so the number associated with this message is 915. White Lily, this is your message. Pay attention to the signals your body sends you and adapt if needed to allow for restorative energies as major shifts and adjustments filter in. That's a great message for everybody, so thank you for picking it. I'll read it one more time, and remember the number is 915. Pay attention to the signals your body sends you and adapt if needed to allow for restorative energies as major shifts and adjustments filter in. 915.
Well, you know, it starts off with a 9, so there's already a major transformation. In fact, both numbers on either side of the 1. There's a 9 and then the 5, and it's all about changes and letting go. So, and then the overall number that ends up coming from adding those is a 6. So here we are wanting to make some changes, or things are just happening. Things are just happening as things are unfolding with that number 9 around you and through you. Then what comes out on the other side is you are obviously transformed, and then the things around you are also transformed. So this is all about how do you maintain that level of self-care and love as you're going through all of these things, and to try to vibrate from the highest possible feeling. Because changes always throw us for a loop. Even if it's stuff that we do welcome, there's still an adjustment period for that, and that's just saying, you know, keep yourself grounded in love, and let those changes happen, because it is part of your journey, and it is something that you put into motion, and it's something that just has to happen anyway, for you to move forward. But yeah, very strong message. There's a lot of stuff happening anyway. As always, there's always stuff happening. So this is really good.
Yeah.
Pay
attention.
For everyone to be remembered. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. I think it's a perfect way to wrap up the show. So thank you, White Lily. I hope that message helps and supports you. I think it's a great message for all of us, just to really be in sync with our bodies and to honor what they need and to hold space for that. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. And this show is scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.